Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was going to do,
tuned into Block Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back on these airwaves and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle, and I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And I just thank those of you that continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program. And may God richly bless you, you, and you. Hallelujah. I just want to thank those of you that is listening this morning. You stayed up and you're looking for a word from the Lord. I just thank God for you and may God bless you. And I want to also send condolences out to those of you that may have lost a loved one in the last 72 hours or 48 hours, 24 hours, 16 hours, 12 hours, 30 minutes ago, even moments ago. We want you to know that you're not alone in your hour of bereavement, but that God is walking every step of the way of your journey. Hallelujah. So we just want you just to be assured that you have former disciples and sojourners that's praying for you and with you in your hour of bereavement. Hallelujah. I'm going to be with you on this morning 1 hour, and I hope to stick with that time slot because I know that you need to go and get some rest, and I do too, but, you know, we know that the word of the Lord must go forth, and so I just want to, be able to bring a word to you on this morning. Hallelujah. And I want also to just let you know that you are a very important element, factor in this program. I want you to know that. I want you to know that you are loved. I want you to know that Overseer Ward love you, and I want you, you know God love you, and if you don't know God love you number one. Overseer Ward love you number two, because God is the head. God is the head honcho, so he's the beginning and the end. And so God love you number one, and I love you number two, and I just want you to be encouraged. I just want you just to know that, you know, that we are in this together, and we are in this, hallelujah, to win souls for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. That is the reason that we're here. So I just want you to just get your good seat. I have the chat room open for your sitting enjoyment and your listening pleasure. So I just want you to come aboard, bring all your digital devices, and allow me to bring unto you the divine word of truth. We're going to take this opportunity right now, and I'm going to present to some and introduce to others. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He was, hallelujah, he was born a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. But we know that he is alive and well, and he's no longer in human form, but he's in spiritual form. And he's sitting up in the heavenly dominions of heaven. Hallelujah. He's sitting up there on the right-hand side of his Father, and he's looking down on creation. So we want to take this opportunity, and I want to ask those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads, hallelujah, as we go down in prayer. And so, we like I said, we're not going to be long, but we just want to go ahead and, you know, get that on done, and so we can move forward in our program. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart, God, of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for enabling us to assemble again, God, around this spectrum, God. For we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on daily and nightly, God, that this is not our eternal destination. But we know that you have lying in waiting, a place prepared for us, God. And we will just continue on in waiting, God. We will work while it's day, yet keeping our hand held to the plow, God. Until you crack those clouds, God, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, God, starting from the north, south, east, and west, God, as pilgrims through this barren land. Hallelujah. And we just, Lord, I just want you to anoint these lips of clay this morning, God. Able me to bring a word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you and the pardons of their iniquity, God. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting out there in my listening digital audience. Father God, we won't take your praise, we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the praise, honor that are due unto thee, God. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the temple of Jesus Christ say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so, like I said, I'm not going to be with you too long. And I'm not even an hour. I'm down now to about 47 minutes. And so I'm going to try to go quickly and just give you a little word, just something to sleep on this morning. And so our sermon entitled is Defeated Adversary. I want to say that one more time. Defeated Adversary, take two. And we're going to read our key scripture, and it reads, hallelujah, like this. And it says that be sober, hallelujah. And it says to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Peter 5 and 8. Hallelujah. And so we're going to read our second key scripture, and it reads, hallelujah, like this. It says that put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 13 and 14. All right, we're going to move on over to our third key scripture. And it says that you were perfect in your way till iniquity was found in you. The reading is coming out of the law. Let me make sure I'm staying with my mic. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Ezekiel 28 and 15. All right, so this is our last key scripture reading for this morning, and it reads this. It says that having disarmed principalities and power, he made it public spectacle of them, triumphant over them. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Colossians 2 and 15. All right, boy, it was a lot to get out there, but thank God we got it. So we know that in the reality of forces over which you and I have no control, we know that there are attributes, there are our inability to prevent violence in various places around the world to which they vaguely call international forces. And they speak of economic forces beyond our control. For example, they tell you and I and us that millions of people are starving despite the fact that there is more than enough food in the world to provide for every person on this planet Earth. We know that the Bible clearly acknowledged the presence of invisible but very real spiritual beings or powers in the law of Ephesians. Paul declared that our primary warfare is against an army of rebellious angels headed by Satan. The bad news is that they are more powerful than you and I are. But the good news is that Jesus defeated them by his death on the cross. Having disarmed principalities and power, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. And that scripture reading, once again, is coming out of the law of Colossians 2 and 15. We know that there are many things beyond yours and mine's and our control, but we need not to fear. We pray inside. Hallelujah, Jesus, bless your holy name. Know that the Lamb of God, you know, are seated high upon your Father's throne. Hallelujah. All your gracious work completed, all your mighty victory is known. So we know that Satan may win some battles, but he cannot win the war. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we also know that we're talking about a defeated adversary, take two. Hallelujah. We know that long ago in the heavenly places, we know that the angel fell into a spiritual piracy. His name is Lucifer. And he was a cherub who stood in the radio. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ezekiel 28:11-10. But his own self-love, hallelujah, replaced love for his creator. Desiring to be like the Most High. And was casted out of heaven. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 14 and 12 through 15. But today he and his henchmen are doing whatever they can to commander the lives of human beings. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 8 and 12. 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. Even so, you and I, we do not need to be afraid because Satan is a dangerous enemy. But Jesus sealed his ultimate fate when he rose from the dead. He has given you and I and us everything we need to withstand the evil attacks. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 6 and 10. And though this world with devil filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God has willed his truth to triumph through us. He who is in you and I is greater than he who is in the world. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 John 4 and 4. And we're talking about a guy, defeated adversary, take two. Hallelujah. And we know that the roaring lion is a legendary king of the jungle. But the only lions many of us see are the legendary feline that are residing in zoos. Their days are filled with lots of rest, and their dinners served to them without the lions having to lift a single paw. In their natural habitat, lions are always living a laid-back life. Their hunger tells you and I to go hunting, and in doing so, they seek the young, the weak, and the sick. The injury. Crouching in tall grasses, they slowly creep forward. Then, with a sudden pounce, they clamp their jaws to the body of their victim. We find out that Peter used a roaring lion as a metaphor for Satan. He said that he is confident. He's a predator looking for easy prey to devour in the law of 1 Peter 5 and 8. And in dealing with his adversary, God tells you and I and us that God's children must be vigilant as putting on the whole armor of God. And thus they can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 6 and 10 through 11 once again. And we know that the good news is that Satan is a defeated foe. He's a defeated adversary while he's a powerful foe. Those who are protected by salvation and prayer and the word of God need not paralyze in fear at the roaring lion. We are kept by the power of God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law. 1 Peter 1 and 5. James 4 and 7 assures you and I and us to resist the devil, and he will flee from you and I. Lord, we know that our enemy seeks to devour you and I and us, but please protect us from him. We believe your word that he who is evil can penetrate. No evil, I'm sorry, can penetrate the armor of God. Hallelujah. So all you and I need to do to stand up against the devil is put on the whole armor of God. That means have on your breastplate of righteousness. And with the Holy Spirit, you can demand that devil to flee, and he shall move around. He may not come long, but he will be gone for the duration. And we know in this political stage that we are hearing is nothing but look like just a disgrace, hallelujah, to us all. But you know one thing, what we can do, we can pray and be prayerful. Because if we ever made a decision in our life, this is the decision of a lifetime. And it determines yours and mine and our future. So when we don't know what to do, we know we can pray. We know that prayer changes things and prayer changes people, minds, and places. So if ever was a time for us to pray, the time is now for us to pray. We are to be on our face and praying that God will change the hearts and minds of his people because we're living in a world of unrest. I tell you, there's trouble on every side. Hallelujah. So we know we can pray and God will lead us into all truth. Hallelujah. Don't be dictated by what the Satan is putting out because we know that the Satan, he's lurking around and roaming around like a lion. Seeking who he may devour. Everybody, hallelujah. We know that the appetite of the world and the flesh are powerful tools of the devil. Satisfy yours and mine, our selfish and sinful desires. And it uses it to tempt and control, discourage, defeat, and destroy you and I and us. We crave power or money or food or alcohol or clothes or even sex. Even though we are in danger of sacrificing our friends, our loved ones, and even our relationship with our Savior to satisfy our desires. You might ask, Overseer Ward, how can we resist the temptation of Satan? Paul tells you and I and us to walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Galatians 5 and 16. He also wrote to put on, hallelujah, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 13 and 14. John said, do not love the world, hallelujah, or the things in the world. That scripture reading is coming out of the law. 1 John 2 and 15. He tells us to put on the Lord and walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that God provides the armor for you and I and us to withstand temptation. But you and I must first put it on. Hallelujah. We got to pray and we got to fast and seek God's face. In these final days, hallelujah, to this election, will determine which way our world is headed. Hallelujah. So we must pray and stay prayerful one for another. Pray for our world. Pray for the people that's in it. Pray for the minds of the people because we know that satanic forces has taken attack of the mind. People are doing things that's never heard of in all of our lives, in all of history. Hallelujah. I tell you, people are putting 13-year-old kids together with 30- and 40-year-old men, babies. I call them cradle robbery. That's what it is. Satanic forces that is not of God, that is of Satan and satanic influences. But I'm going to pray, and I want some more prayer warriors to pray with me, that God will intervene in that child's behind. Hallelujah. And, I mean, it just tear up the papers of this so-called wedding. I mean, it's just a heartbreaking disgrace that we're living in a world where they're taking our children. Children can't even be children. They're hearsed and lured over into womanhood to be pregnated and oversexed. Hallelujah. But we have to pray and bind these demons, because we know that the devil is walking to and fro and seeking whom he may devour. So we got to stay powerful and on our knees. We got to push back that plate so we can bring about miracles from God. That's the only way we're going to get anything done, is be on our face and push those plates back. Seek God's face and read his word daily and praying one for another. Hallelujah. That's the only way we're going to win. But we know that we got Jesus on our side. We can't do nothing but win. Because like I said, the devil might have won, hallelujah, some of the battles. But he cannot win the war. He cannot and he shall not win the war. Hallelujah. Long as you and I got Jesus, we got everything that we need to defend and defeat, hallelujah, our adversary. He is a defeated foe. Yes, he is. Because we have the power of the Holy Ghost. We can tell that demon to get somewhere and sit down. That devil can't do nothing but get there and sit down, just like we have commanded. Because Jesus Christ give you and I power that we can call it as it is, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old Triple Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your respondents and make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. We are now going to change the dynamics of this program. We're going to bring you the second and final portion of our program, Hymns of Zion, to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. If you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged, hallelujah, to send your, but you are encouraged to call in and talk live with the moderator, and that's me, Overseer Janice Ward. And so I will pray with you and for you in prayer that your petition that you have placed before the feet of God, hallelujah, will be granted at your request. We know that God is in the miracle working business. I'm telling you, people are calling me with blessings upon top of blessings of what God is doing in the lives of his saints. I mean, God is just working miracles after miracles. So if you need any miracles performed in your life, then Jesus is the man. All you got to do is supply the faith, and God will do the rest. God will bring it into fruition. Hallelujah. There's nothing that God will not do for those of us that love him and do according to his command. God will not do. God loves blessing his children. And you don't have to worry about, you say, well, I've asked God to pay this bill last week, and he did that. I asked him to pay my cell phone yesterday, and he did that. But you know what? You don't have to be fearful, shy about asking God for anything, because he is your spiritual father. And so God wants you to come to him. Every day you can come to him because he wants you to pray every day, and you can come to him every day if you got a, because God owns everything. He owns all the financial institutes. He owns all of the stock market, Dow Jones, the gold bars, all the currency, all the diamonds, the gold, the jewelry, you know. So God owns everything. So I told you, he get joy out of blessing you and I and us. So I will be asking God for whatever I want God to do in my life as long as I'm in existence, because God tell me, and I can look forward to getting what I've asked God for. So you don't have to be shy about asking God for what you need him to do in your life. I tell you, you know, it's just no limit on God. We cannot put on God. We have to take the limits off God. We can limit ourselves if you want to. And you don't have to limit yourself, because God said that you can do all things through Christ that strengthen you and I and us. So, you know, don't limit God and don't limit yourself, because through God you can do anything that you want to do, anything that you want to accomplish, you know, that's in the will of God, what I'm talking about. It's got to be in God's will. But long as you're doing things according to God's will and his command, God don't have any problem blessing you with whatever it is. If you want to get married, you want a wife, you want a husband, you want a home, you want a car, you want to have a baby, God can bless you. If you have some terminal illness that you want God to come in and remove, God can do that. God is a miracle worker. God is working miracles every day of our lives. God is the same yesterday as he is today. God is the same 2,000 as he is right now. We change because we change our hairstyle. We change our clothes. You know, we change our hair, our coloring. And we change a whole lot of things about ourselves. But God don't never change. He stays the same. So don't be shy about what you want God to do in your life. So like I said, we're going to turn the service right now over into Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. I'm encouraging you to buckle up with Jesus at your wheel, because he is people friendly. So till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
He told me that I was chosen, predestined me for thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Let your spirit fall.